Drink Master.
We all fall down, motherfucker. Yo, I was born into a world that fucking hates my guts, like trying to fuck a bitch with no fucking nuts. And if I were a bitch, man, I'd be a fucking slut. At least I'd get paid more than fucking peanuts. Look at this world we're living in, I think it's fucking sin to be born this shit. And if I had the money, I'd order a fucking hit on the government and all those motherfucking pricks sitting in their more than comfortable high seats, locking people up for trying to make ends meet, just cause these motherfuckers won't accept defeat. Living a life on the street, we don't pay no rent, so we can afford to fucking eat. It's hard to tap to a beat with no fucking shoes on our freezing feet. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, all in the name of so-called public order. They'll take our money and they'll send us to war though. It's the same thing that was said by Tupac Shakur, bro. So what fucking happens when you try to save the human race from the government that are more corrupt than a murder case? They'll shoot you on the street for everyone to see, cover it up with the media and say it was Notorious B. But you motherfuckers, you can't fool me, I'm an amassing an army, more blood on the street you will see. You can't silence us with death no more, cause more and more people of this country are crying out for civil war. Genocide's about that time, on the grind, all the time, on my mind. What can we do but turn to crime so they can revenue raise us with their fines? Poor motherfuckers sitting in the gutter with nothing, I'm sure they tried at some stage to make their lives something. They tried and they tried and again, but they were left face down in the fucking sand. They got fucked by a government department. Maybe it was the police, the courts, or Centrelink that done it. Maybe they applied to get some help, but they had no fixed address, so they got fuck all, and they got fuck all left. Left sitting in the street, freezing with no heat. You call this equality, I call it unavoidable defeat. It's unfortunate that 90% of people you see are too fucking stupid to see reality. Stuck on their lounge in front of their fucking TV, believing everything that they fucking see. It's up to us to show these fucking cunts the truth. Why would you even waste the time going to a voting booth? The government's corrupt and they just don't give a fuck. Why vote for that wanker over that stupid cunt? These politicians and the degrees are like a walking plague of disease, confined to their seats and they never see the streets. Yet pass a law and then they say it's a benefit to me. Workplace relations, something I can think of immediately. Why get involved in someone else's war? Surely they can sort it out, they fucking started, y'all. All in the name of something called black gold, called oil. Now the petrol prices have risen cause the plans were foiled. It's not you cunts that have to clean it up, it's us, the slaves at the fucking petrol pumps, filling up our cars so our directors can buy lunch, paying taxes so the government can fuck more shit up. There's no afterlife, and this is all we got. And when we die, man, we just fucking rot. And they'll continue to take our money even when our gone, cause we burn ourselves into debt trying to get on top. This is hell, and there is no fucking heaven. Death in this world, man, it's a fucking blessing. What's it gonna take to get the population to stick up for themselves and get the ball rolling? As a single person, yeah, we can't do much. As a collective of angry motherfuckers, we can go to parliament. And I'm not talking about a people protest, I'm talking about a full-on fledged fucking riot. We got AKs and we got grenades. All the politicians, man, we know your faces.
Drink Master.